Obviously, to bring together local businesses around a cause is something that the Chamber works a lot on throughout the course of the year. Why is this so important to kind of the heartbeat of local business?
Well, I mean, we obviously believe that jobs and economic development is the role of the Jack's Chamber in Jacksonville. I mean, that's incredibly important to keep the economic engine turning, to make sure people have jobs that can put food on the table for their families. But we also know that our role in the community is actually building neighborhoods, building community, making sure folks that may not work at a Fortune 500 company don't fall through the cracks. And this is just one way that we can make sure we bring a spotlight to it. We think we have a pretty big megaphone on this, and we're pretty excited about the opportunity to let the community know.
Being someone who's involved in diversity, equity, and inclusion within our own business ranks here at Cox Media Group, the idea of bringing together individuals from totally different walks of life is certainly something that we do when we recruit and we try to retain employees. Mm-hmm. How has the Chamber brought that to bear over the last several years of your leadership?
We truly believe that a diverse economy is the most healthy economy. And the more talent you can find from different locations brings greater perspective, points of view, and frankly, a healthier system. So we've been pushing that since I've been at the Chamber. We'll push that as long as I am at the Chamber. And we're excited to talk about shopability and how we can look at one more diversified place that we can go to help the economy and the community be better.
You have a team member there at the Chamber with Down syndrome. What does she bring to your team?
Wow. Megan is absolutely incredible. And she brings a sense of joy and community to our team. And I got to tell you, out of all the decisions I've made to bring folks on board at the Chamber, Megan is right up there at the top.
How do you and how do businesses in our community attract and ultimately then retain individuals with intellectual differences?
Clearly, for some folks that aren't very connected, it's something that you have to sit down and explain how the system works. And in our situation, we did the exact same thing. I needed to understand how it would work with employment and how Megan would work when we brought her into the team. And it works very similar to what you would deal with in a regular employment opportunity. There are a lot of helps and supports to help make it a seamless transition. And you get to actually interview the candidate that might fulfill the job. And if you don't think it's the right fit, then you can find another candidate. We were very fortunate that we found the perfect candidate for us at the Chamber. And she will let you know that this is her place of employment, and she loves working with all the folks here. And so we're glad we did.
What is it like, and how does your team benefit from her being on the team? Is it a celebrated partnership? What do they get from it? What do you get from having Megan on the team?
It's a morale booster, really. She's very productive, and she's focused solely on making the Chamber and the community better. And listen, she tells me all the time, I forgot to put my name tag on. So she keeps us all in line, and we're excited to have her. And I can't wait to see how she progresses through her career.
Daniel, you have been in the public spotlight for many years with many roles. I'm sure you've been impacted personally by people with intellectual differences. Is there a story? Is there a person who comes to mind that you really kind of look to as being a catalyst for you looking in this direction and trying to hire and recruit talented people with IDDs?
You know, when I was at the Builders Association many years ago, the plan for the ARC development came to us for the builders to help get involved with some of the housing units out there. And that's really what sparked my interest in making sure that we as a community never leave anybody behind, and that we focus on making sure everyone has a high quality of life. And that was probably the beginning, and it's grown from there. And now I'm just excited to be a part of trying to make it a big deal in Jacksonville.